Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, visiting with Laura Canning, and of course, she's a naturalist for the Cass County Conservation Service. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Well, I think some other people are talking about this, but the first thing I want to talk about is the bald eagle's nest.
Yes, we're going to have a bald eagle's nest here in Cass County. If you haven't heard, the summer reading program is Build a Better World. And so we like to integrate some nature into the summer reading program with the county libraries. And we are going to be talking about animal builders. And a lot of people automatically think of beavers. Yes. Which we will be talking about beavers, but we are going to kind of kick it off with some bald eagles. And so we have borrowed the Iowa DNR's life-sized bald eagle replica.
Okay, life-size. Now, you know, not many of us have been up close and personal with a bald eagle. I know a lot of people watch that webcam.
Decorum, yes.
Yes, and so they know it was big. But how big is it?
Well, it is about 3 feet by 4 feet. And this one, it doesn't stand up as tall. The DNR actually has more than one of them. And if you're unfamiliar, the Iowa DNR help out with bald eagle fests in winter, in January and February, and they do them all up and down the Mississippi River. And this is where you might have seen it before. They might have had it also at the state fair. You can get right up and close and personal to it. There's steps, so you can actually also look into it.
if I had some 5-year-olds. How many 5-year-olds could sit in the bald eagle's nest?
Probably about 3 of them, depending on and depending on this one. Now, you know, there's ones that are larger than this.
Wow.
So this is kind of like an average.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you say you have steps to go up and look down into it, all of a sudden I'm going, okay, this is big.
Yeah.
Yes. And so how do you transport it?
Yes. The DNR put it actually recently onto a trailer, so it's actually easier for us to transport it. Before we would have to actually unload it and load it up, which is actually, it's pretty heavy because it's made out of actual natural material versus out of, you know, fake pieces or fake foam, things like that.
Yes, it's the real thing.
It is the real thing. And so, we're going to bring it to every city in Atlantic or in Cass
in the county.
County,
yes. So yeah. If I happen to be at the right place at the right time, I could see an eagle's nest driving down the road.
Yes, probably.
What fun. And Julie Jepke's at the Atlantic Public Library said, you need to talk to Laura about this eagle's nest. So I can see why she's excited about this and why I'm sure more than kids may come and see it, right? Everybody
and
can
so
come and see it.
We are doing some adult programs as well, and some of the cities are going to have adult programs as well. And we are going to do a short presentation inside the library, and then we'll actually go out as a group and be with the nest.
Okay. And what day and time is that in Atlantic?
Yeah. In Atlantic, our adult program will be the 13th, June 13th. That's a Tuesday night at 5:30. So hopefully after everybody gets off of work. And you can come to that adult learning program. It's also geared a little bit more for adults. Not saying that kids can't come, but we're going to talk about some of the topics with bald eagles that the adults will be more interested
in. Okay. And then for the kids?
The kids will be the next day on the 14th in Atlantic at 10:30 in the morning or 2:30 in the afternoon. We are actually also kind of kicking it off in Griswold. Griswold will be that Monday the 12th.
Okay.
And they're doing an adult learning program at 10 a.m. And then their children's program is at 1:30.
Okay, you're going to be in Griswold on Monday.
Yep.
Atlantic on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yep.
And then is there any place else in Cass County?
Yeah, and so Messina is also Tuesday at 10 a.m. That's their children's program on the 13th. And then Cumberland Library will be June 20th at 10:30. Lewis will be the 21st at 1:30 in the afternoon. And Anita Library will be June 28th at 11 a.m. Okay. So, you know, you're welcome to come to any of the ones that fit in your schedule. The librarians would be happy to have you. And just come on out and learn some more about the bald eagles and how massive. Well, I like to call it almost massive.
And what builders they are, for sure. Yes. And it's nice, you know, if people don't get all those dates, just check with your local library.
Yep.
Because, and outside of Cass County, too, check with your local library to see if the Eagle's Nest is coming to you and how many programs are going to be. So it's, as I said, up close and personal, I think a great experience. So,
yeah, and if you really want an up close and personal, Shelby County, their conservation board has live bald eagles on display. And so Christina up in Shelby County will also be having her time with the nest as well, besides, of course, those live bald eagles to go up and see at the Nature Center.
Now, we do see them flying around here occasionally. I am pretty sure I saw one sitting out in a field one day, but as I drove by, and then I went, oh, I think that might have been a bald eagle. What other big bird has a pure white head?
Right.
I'm pretty sure that was
not very many.
Yeah. So it's exciting.
We have them year-round in Cass County. We have a nest site and everything. So, yes, you can see them.
Well, Laura, why don't you put up a webcam?
Our nests are on private property.
Oh, okay.
Unlike the decoral ones with it being right there next to the fishery station.
Okay. Well, as exciting as the Eagle's Nest is, you do have a few other things going on. So kind of what's next?
Yeah. Well, if you have a 6th through 8th grade child, you still have time to get them signed up for summer camp. We are doing a forestry day camp, a forestry summer camp on June 30th, and the deadline for that is on the 21st. So give us a call at the extension office to get your child signed up for that. It's an all-day camp. We even feed them. It does cost $10, but, you know, we're feeding them too, you know. And so, sign them up. And that phone number would be 243-1132 for signing them up for summer camp.
Okay, get that done because great opportunity to learn something new and have fun with other kids. And, great time.
Yes. Also on the 30th, it's going to be pretty close. We're sneaking up on 4th of July.
Yes, we are. As fast as the time goes by, that'll be here in a blink of an eye.
Yeah. And so we are doing Movies in the Park, and you've probably heard it, we try not to compete with Lake Anita's Movies in the Park, and even Seth here at City of Atlantic is doing a couple Movie in the Parks. We are going to do ours on Fridays, and Friday nights of the holiday weekend. So our 4th of July Friday night will be the first one, and that's technically June 30th as well.
Right.
And we're going to be showing Cars 2, since the Cars 3 will be out soon.
Okay.
And so we're going to show Cars 2 at 9 o'clock down at Cold Springs, and that'll be our Movie in the Park.
And will you have more movies? Do you have a couple?
Yes, we'll have one more. Yep, we'll have one more over Labor Day weekend as well.
Okay, very good. Anything else going on? There's that cooking contest. With such yummy food.
Yes. Well, gearing up for that, right? That Dutch oven cooking contest is always in September at Lake Anita. Over 4th of July, we will be doing a dinner Dutch oven cooking program out at Cold Springs. We'll be doing that on July 1st and the evening. So be tuned in for more information on that.
Okay, because that's a good way to come and learn. And especially if people are kind of into it and they go, I don't know what to do next, this would be a good opportunity to try something new. Visit with other people who've had experience, and that includes you, Laura.
Yes, yes. We're gearing up for that cook-off eventually later on in the summer.
And to keep up with what's going on, you have a newsletter, and how do people get the newsletter?
You can find us through AtlanticIowa.com, and then click on our county and our county departments, and click on conservation. Find all of our newsletters and our emails to sign up for those newsletters and things like that.
So. And you have a Facebook?
Oh, yes, we do have Facebook. And so that just search Cass County, Iowa Conservation.
Okay. And, of course, they can always call you, and that's in the phone book under Cass County. So you still, if some of us either don't have a computer or does happen not be working, we still can keep in communication with you, Laura.
Yes.
So that's really good. So, again, remember the Eagle's Nest coming up at all the libraries in Cass County and in other counties. Check out that date, time, and place to get this viewing of the Building by the Eagles.
Yes.
Okay. We thank you very much, Laura Canning, for being with us. And, of course, Laura is the naturalist with Cass County Conservation Service. Until next time, here's a thought. When you have to make a choice and don't make it, that in itself is making a choice.